I am. I coordinate the accessibility services for General Assembly. It means that we have a pre-registered list of people who need accommodations in order to have a joyful GA, and we provide scooters, walkers, wheelchairs, Braille, any assisted technology like listening devices, and a variety of listening devices so that people can access programming to the best of our ability. For many folks, it's the long distances of walking. It's a reoccurring or sometimes a sudden accident. We've had people who have broken their leg right before GA, so that we have, you know, the equipment. We contract, I work closely with the UUA, and we contract with a national company that provides accommodations. And so they deliver the equipment, and we inventory and loan it out on a sliding fee scale. We welcome people with service dogs, and we welcome people. We do mobility orientation for people who are blind. This is my fifth year, because this is my GA. This is how I love doing GA. And I've been to GAs, you know, for 10 or 12 years prior to that, and have, you know, done the worship services and loved them, have done workshops and gained and learned, and found out there was another way I could contribute. And so this is how I do GA, and this is GA to me. The ability to give people access to the opportunities to be with their congregations, because for many people, their own congregations aren't as accessible as General Assembly is. And so their experience, they can take that experience back. The experience that volunteers have working with people with disabilities, they take that experience back into their congregations and widen the definition of what it is to be welcoming. It's an opportunity for people to experience something they wouldn't necessarily have in their own life. And that's not anybody's fault. It's just that it doesn't exist. You know, many people have not had a family member with a disability, or worked with a colleague with a disability, or have had a parent who may have acquired a disability. And all of those are real life situations, but not everybody experiences them. And so the people that we have who volunteer go back knowing that they can make their congregations more welcoming. GA to me is growth and awareness. If I had to change the letters for GA from General Assembly, it's growth and awareness. I think the most wonderful thing is the gratefulness that people express. You know, when they come back after a long day of meetings, plenaries, and, you know, functions and so forth, and, you know, when they turn in for the night, and the, you know, the grateful feeling that they have, and then when they return the next morning, you know, rested and cheerful, and you know that the equipment is what's able to get them through that long day and to be able to provide that, give them that fortitude that perhaps they physically don't have any. We do care for people. We care. We care greatly and deeply for people. You know, and I do think that this is a way to live out your faith and the interconnectedness that we all have, regardless of ability.
That's part of the job, is to make that commitment, is that you'll be here in the office. Office opens every morning at 7:30 a.m. and it closes at 8:30 p.m., except one night we were here till 9:30 p.m. because we had a little snafu on the newsletter, and last night when the glass broke in the tower, we were here till 11 p.m. So part of this job is doing what needs to be done. It doesn't stop with the job description. It doesn't stop with the hours. This is the volunteer office, and we get things done. We don't tell people no. When they ask us to do something, we find a way to get it done, and we find a way to do it with a good attitude. From March 1st to March 30th, anyone in the country can apply to be a volunteer, and the date is March 1st to March 30th, and they don't take anybody early or anybody late. UUA.org/General Assembly and apply. There's an application process on there. This is the first year we've had double the number of applicants that we could use. I love this job. I think it challenges me in my real world, in my real job. It's very social, and my job is very artistic, but it's not very challenging. So this is fun for me.
Well, this is my first GA. I know. It's surprising, isn't it? My first GA. But I have worked with Kathy in many other UU events and conferences, and she asked me if I was going to GA and if I would work for her, and I will go anywhere for Kathy. So, yes, I did. But it is a similar thing to what the other person said, is that when I was younger in my UU experience, I really needed the workshops. my soul craved the information. But I'm a wiser, older woman. I'm aging. And whenever you get into your crone years, you want to give back. And that is very, very fulfilling for me. And, you know, and I went to a workshop today, and I thought, you know what, I've led many workshops on this very subject. And it was really nice, and it was very well done, but it didn't fulfill me. You know, I think it is the community and a feeling of worth and value. Feeling like you're doing something, you're helping people. And it's wonderful when you know the answer. You know, they ask you a question, and you know the answer. And that's what we're doing in the office, and helping people to find the things that they've lost. And, you know, it feels good. It's rewarding. So I knew nothing when I arrived on Tuesday, and I know so much more now. So,
do you know the meaning of life?
Actually, I do.
What is it?
The meaning of life is love, and that is love of self, love of others, and love of the planet. And that is what it's all about, and that's what we're searching for. And everybody wants to be loved, and everybody wants to be lovable, and everybody wants to give love. And it is our own self-acceptance that is the hardest, and once we accomplish that, everything else is easy. That's my daily meditation, is I accept myself as I am. I don't have to fix me to be whole. I just accept me as I am.
We always over order, and we always end up running a wait list because people come and they don't know what the weather's going to be like and their stamina. People have been bothered by the altitude, and, you know, particularly people with asthma. We've been able to provide services for, I think, 47 people at General Assembly this year.
Tom Lottman from the Northern Hills Fellowship in Cincinnati, Ohio.
And you're driving this really cool scooter. What's the story behind this?
They pimped my ride for me. I came to GA not anticipating using a scooter, but I'm about to have knee replacement, and I have a really severely injured knee, and I walk with a cane. And the first day, when I saw the distances between sessions, I thought, oh, this is really going to create a bad experience with the GA, and I started choosing sessions that were close to where I was rather than sessions that I really wanted to see. And I heard about the assistive devices and went, and of course they had all been pre-registered and unavailable, but they put me on a waiting list, and the very next day I got a call, and it truly transformed the way I experienced GA. I have the freedom to go to the sessions I want. I have freedom to, quote, take walks with and meet people outside. So it really has given me the freedom to totally enjoy GA in a way that I would not have been able to. It's been great. It really has transformed my experience of GA. But it's really made me just appreciate just how important it is. And it really has made GA accessible for so many people. When I see the number of scooters around and people, you know, we've become kind of a like a biker club. You know, we kind of wave to each other as we pass in the hall. So it's really been fun, really been enjoyable. And I'm so grateful that that was a service that was available through the GA. If you really want to gun it up, we got the bunny on one side and we got the turtle on the other. So I'm probably somewhere in between. I'm faster than the turtle, but I don't pretend to be the rabbit. No road rage experiences so far. As I said, I'm just truly grateful that this was a service that's available. And I think that if the word can go out, there are a lot of folks back in congregations that wouldn't think of going to GA just because of the difficulty of getting around. And if that, the availability of these assistive devices, if that could go out, I think folks could attend GA that never thought they could.